Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, you guys. Welcome to another episode of my podcast, Things Could Be Worse. I'm your host, Billy Diedrich, and today I thought it would be fun to sit down and do kind of like a guide to having a good year. And I know that's very broad, but I want to give you my tips and tricks and things that I've been doing to ensure that I'm setting myself up to actually become a better self, a better version of myself in 2024. I feel like when a new year rolls in, there's two ways that you can really navigate it. And I feel like the first way I'm going to be sharing with you guys is definitely the way that most people at least want to start off a new year. And then the other way, like, I think it's also perfectly fine. And I think it's honestly more realistic. And it's okay if you choose that route. The first way that people go into a new year is kind of like the reinventing yourself type of route, where you're reflecting on the past year and you're looking at the things that you struggled with or the things that you're not so good at. And you put in plans and resolutions and little habits and stuff that you want to stick to in order to become a better version of yourself. And I think that's really healthy. And that's usually what I do. I like to, you know, have the whole new year, new me mentality, and I really want to improve every single year. But in reality, that isn't super realistic. Like, there is so much pressure to, again, reinvent yourself, to become a better version of yourself. And I feel like it can be honestly super stressful. I feel like if you're at a point in your life where you don't feel capable of completely reinventing yourself and putting in every single ounce of effort into becoming this like better version of yourself or whatever, I feel like it's perfectly fine. Like, just because it's a new year and it's January doesn't mean you need to like uproot your entire life and change the way that you do everything just to like fit this standard of trying to like invent yourself in a new way. It can be overwhelming and it can be a lot to deal with. And in all honesty, you might not even know what you want for this year. And that's perfectly fine. You don't have to decide right now at all. I think it's important to set yourself up for success. And I think it's important to believe in yourself and believe in your potential and know that you have room to grow and you're not just going to be at this specific place for the rest of your life. So I want to share with you guys these steps that I've kind of taken so far to encourage myself to have a good year. And then also I have some questions that I want to dive into later in the episode that came directly from you guys on the Things Could Be Worse pod Instagram. I just figured it's been a while. I mean, I took a 3-week break from the pod and I kind of, you know, I've been a little bit distant and I feel like there's a lot of things that you guys might be curious about going into the new year. So I want to answer some questions and save some time for that at the end. But I really want to talk about what I have in my hand right now. And if you're watching visually, you can see that I'm holding a binder. If you're not watching visually, I'll try to explain it to the best of my ability, but also you could just go over to YouTube and watch it. But I get, you know, some people listen to this in the car and some people listen to it at school and later. I get it, okay? But basically, I have a binder in my hand and this is my version of a vision board this year. For the past 2 years, I've made vision boards and I've done the very standard vision board where you print out pictures and quotes and you cut them out, like you print them out, you cut them out, you glue them down onto some sort of surface, and that's the vision board. And I think that vision boards in that sense work really great and I've had success with my vision boards for the last 2 years. I was actually just looking at mine the other day that I made for last year, and everything on there except for like two things came true, or I saw it come to life in my personal life in some capacity. And it was honestly just such a surreal moment to like sit down and really reflect on that vision board and just like look at all of the things that I was hoping for and then see them actually come true and like come to fruition. Isn't it fruition? I don't know. I'm like literally losing it. I don't know what I'm trying to think of, but what I'm trying to get at is a lot of the things, most of the things that I put on my vision board last year happened. And it was so surreal to look back and be like, wow, like I really had a great year and I was able to accomplish so many of the things that I was hoping for. Now, obviously, just printing out pictures and putting them on a piece of paper is not going to create your dream life. Like there are steps that I had to take aside from just making the vision board at the beginning of the year. There was planning, there was energy, there was effort, there was work, there was money that went into everything that I did last year. So it's not just putting it on a piece of paper, it's going to come true. But I think the whole idea of a vision board is getting all of your priorities and your dreams kind of in line so that you can visually look at them all and understand what you want to do and like what is your highest priority. And it's a lot easier to take the steps in order to complete those things if you have a clear idea of what it is that you actually even want. So for this year, I made a vision binder. This was not my own idea. I actually saw Fernanda Ramirez make it in one of her YouTube videos, and I absolutely love the idea, not just because it's super freaking cute, but because I love the intention that kind of goes behind it. With a normal vision board, like I've said a couple times, you just print out pictures and you glue them down on a piece of paper, and that is super stagnant and almost permanent. Like once you make your vision board, yes, you can like add things to it, I guess, and like whatever, but not really. Like once you make it, it's kind of done and you can't really do too much altering or like it can't really evolve much. And the thing about us as people is we are constantly changing and constantly evolving, and our plans and our dreams and our goals and our priorities are constantly changing. So what you might have put in your vision board on the 1st of January, it comes July and you don't even care about those things anymore. You see what I'm saying? Like things can change. Like you might have wanted to get a puppy, you know, in January. You might really want a puppy. And then July rolls around and you're like, you know what? Maybe it really isn't practical for me to have this dog for whatever reason. Like I can't take care of it. And then it's like, okay, maybe I want a dog next year, but now it's permanently on your vision board for this year. And it feels like it's just like this hope. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I do know what I'm trying to get at. And that's the fact that our vision board should be able to transform and change with us as we change throughout the year. So I thought that this binder was the perfect idea. I made this in my last YouTube video and I basically shared step by step like how I created all of my pages, and I showed what I put on each of my pages because I basically broke it up into 5 different categories. I did mentality, lifestyle, career, physical self, and spiritual self. And then there's like a bunch of goals for each category. There's specific vision boards for each category. And I don't know, I really like the idea of it. And if something comes up, like you have an idea, you have a new goal, you have a new priority, you can add pages to it all year long. I, for instance, am gonna kind of do like monthly vision boards and monthly resolutions, monthly plans, monthly priorities. And I'm going to print out like a sheet for each month in each of the categories and like really dial in onto like 1 or 2 goals for each month. Instead of just having like 20 goals for the entire year, I do have those written down in like the main part of the category, but then I really want to break it down and, you know, make it easier to achieve and just like way more attainable. So for instance, my lifestyle goals for the year are go to sleep earlier / improve sleep quality, read 6 books, move into my own apartment, spend less time on my phone, wake up before 9 a.m. every day, travel to Europe again, get better at cooking, make new friends, go on a cabin trip during the winter, initiate plans with friends more, create a solid daily routine, pick up a new hobby and get good at it, spend more time with family, develop better time management skills, and become more organized. So I have all of those lifestyle goals for the entire year. And then the next page, I have 24 habits for 2024. It's basically just 12 habits that I want to, you know, at least try to follow because they're going to set me up for success. I have books to read, and then I have career goals. I'm not going to read my career goals just because I don't know. That's like, I don't want to jinx anything. For physical goals, I have cook at home more often, be consistent in the gym, start doing yoga daily, drink 80 ounces of water a day, get bi-monthly facials, start getting massages, drink tea daily, prioritize self-care, become a better runner, and take vitamins and supplements that are going to like actually target the things that I, you know, feel like my body is lacking and stuff. Spiritual self, I have become consistent with meditation and become consistent with gratitude every day, care for people better, have more self-control, give more / be more selfless, learn more about manifestation, and tap into my feminine energy more. There's way more pages and I'm not going to read every single one or explain every single one, but I just think that this is a great idea, and I personally definitely think it's going to be like my most successful vision board yet, just because it's so specific and you can create pages. Like, I made them on Canva, which is like an online graphic design website for beginners. Like, it is so easy to use. I truly feel like anybody can use it. You can go in and make cute little pages of plans to achieve your goals for this year. And it doesn't matter how small they are, or how big they are. Like, you can go in and just add a page. And I think that is so cool. And again, it's super freaking cute. So I definitely recommend doing something like this. And I know it's past January 1st, like we're a little bit into the new year, but that's the beauty of realizing that it's not that deep. Like, you can do this whenever. You could do this in July if you wanted to. You can do this next November. Like, it doesn't matter. I just think it's really important to be intentional with your thoughts and really focus in and, you know, really understand what you want as a person, what you want your next year to look like. I feel like sometimes we can get overwhelmed and we can just see what everybody else's goals are and what everybody else is putting for their resolutions. Like, oh, like 90% of people are like, I'm gonna start going to the gym for the new year. And if you don't truly want that for yourself, or you don't feel like you're capable of it in this moment, don't just write that down as a goal because other people are, or don't just write, you know, what everybody else is writing. Really focus on what you want. You know, maybe it's small things, maybe it's big things. It doesn't matter what they are, but like, really dial it into what you want and what your dreams are. And don't let anything else, or like Pinterest posts or whatever anybody else is talking about, infiltrate your goals and your priorities and what you want for yourself. I think this is going to be it for me talking about the binder. I thought I was going to talk about it for longer, but honestly, I did a whole YouTube video on it and I just feel like it's repetitive if I sit and like explain more of it. So if you're interested, go over to my main YouTube channel, Bailey Diedrich, and you can watch my recent video on it. But yeah, I know that a lot of the questions that you guys asked me on the Instagram account kind of pertain to sort of like this, and then there's other stuff that's more personal, but I know that there's going to be some more advice for like creating, you know, a plan for a new year and becoming a better version of yourself and stuff like that. So I think I'm going to get into that part of the podcast. I'm like sweating my butt off though. Like, I don't know why I'm so hot right now. Okay, the first question that I just like read, like this was the first one that my eyes went to, is how did you come up with your decisions of your future? And I think this pertains a lot to what I was just talking about. And honestly, what I just said, like what I was just explaining, dialing in your focus and finding out what your priorities are and like looking like, what is your goal? Like, what is your main goal right now? What is like the one big thing that you want to achieve this year? And then find little things and like little steps and little habits and little goals, little things that you can do along the way to help you achieve that main goal. And while you're doing these little steps to achieve that main goal, you're also setting yourself up to complete other goals, because like things and habits build on top of each other and turn you into a more productive, motivated, well-rounded person that can achieve multiple things. So I guess simple answer, creating this binder is helping me make my decisions for my future and, you know, plan out how I'm going to accomplish all of those things. But then also just like being able to be in tune with yourself and what your hopes are, because if you can't actually like sit down and be like, what do I want this year? And you can like answer that confidently, you're not going to be able to really achieve those things, at least not right away. You're not going to be able to start working towards them if you don't even know what they are. Someone said, what am I looking forward to doing most? Honestly, at this moment, I think moving into my own apartment is something that I'm looking forward to the most. There's a lot of like doubt and there's a lot of pros and cons and stuff that come along with it. But I think ultimately it's going to be one of the best things that I do this year. And I'm just manifesting it. I haven't like really looked at any apartments in my town. I haven't like toured anything. I don't know if there's even like my perfect apartment out there. There's literally like 6 options. I live in a very small town and there isn't that many apartment buildings to begin with. And then especially right now with the state of housing and how hard it is to find places and how high rent is and everything like that, it is difficult. But I think that there's a few options for me that I want to really start like looking more into and like touring them and stuff. I think that moving out of your childhood house for anybody is a little bit scary and it's a big step. And I think for my friends that went to school this year and like are at college, it was a lot, I don't want to say a lot easier for them to move out, but since it was just like always a plan that they were going to go to college and, you know, after senior year, they graduate, it's summer, and then they're moving. Like that was their plan. That's like, they knew it was going to happen. Where me, I wasn't planning on going to school and I'm still not going to school. People were asking me like, what's your, so are you just taking like a gap, like two gap years now, or are you going to school? And I'm like, oh, it's just still a gap year. It's like, I'm not going to school next year. But I think although it was scary for them, and it was definitely still an adjustment, like when you graduate high school and you go off to college and you move out of your parents' house, like that's still a big adjustment. But I feel like for me, I didn't really have a plan of doing that. At least like I knew eventually I would, but I didn't know when. I still don't know when. But like I didn't know if I was going to move out and live in my hometown. Like that was never a plan until like this last couple of like months, honestly. Like I was like, if I'm gonna move out, I'm gonna move somewhere far away, I'm gonna hop states, I'm gonna go down to Florida, or I'm gonna go up to New York or do something cool, right? But like I said, plans change and things change and your priorities change, and you know, I just feel like I'm not ready for that, but I am ready to be off on my own in some capacities. So I think the thing I'm most excited for this year is finding my own apartment and moving in and just having my own space to create the content that I want to make, because I'm feeling very held back and very limited with what I am able to create in my dad's house, like just having one room to myself basically. But it's hard because also like I love living with my family and I love my space here and I'm happy here, but when it comes to other things in my life, other aspects, I know that I would be better off getting my own place. So I think that that's the thing I'm most excited for, even though there is still some like scary parts of it and I'm not like fully ready, but I think that's the most important part. Like I know in my like gut that that is the right decision for me, and I just need to take that leap and like do it, because if I don't do it, I'm just gonna be like waiting for myself to be ready for something that I might never even feel completely 100% ready to do. Someone said travel destinations. This is interesting, and this is kind of more proof that things change and like your priorities can change, because last year my entire goal was to like travel and do the most, and then once I kind of started traveling, I realized that it wasn't fulfilling me as much as I was expecting it to. Like, don't get me wrong, my trip to Europe was great, all of the trips to Florida I took, everywhere I went, New York, where else did I go? I don't even know where I went. I love traveling. It's still one of my favorite things to do. But I think going into last year, I was like, this is my main focus. Like, I just want to see as many things and as many places as possible. Like, that's just what I want to do. And while I still want to do that, and there's so many beautiful places that I still want to visit and that I'm hoping to be able to visit this year, it's not like, oh, people would ask me like, what are you doing since you're not going to school? And I would always say like, I'm traveling a lot. Like my goal right now is just to travel everywhere and like experience life. And I think that's still true. And that's still an answer that I give people, because it's hard to explain social media to like people in their 50s and stuff. So they don't really get it. And I'll just be like, I'm traveling. Like, I'm just living my life. And they tend to like understand that and like give me more respect by telling me like, oh well, this is the time to do it, like you're young, like I appreciate your like courage and your bravery for like not deciding to go to school right now, but for like going and wanting to live out life experiences. And I think that's still true, but also I don't think traveling is like my main priority now. Like, again, there's places I want to go. I definitely want to go back to Switzerland, because Switzerland was so beautiful. I really, really, really would love to go there with my boyfriend. I think that he would just absolutely fall in love with that country. Like, I fell in love with it, and the way that he is, and I know the way that he views the world, Switzerland is so beautiful, and he would just love and like eat everything up about it. So I want to be able to go to Switzerland with my boyfriend, but then also me and my brother have talked about going back to Italy, and we want to see more of southern Italy and maybe go over to Greece. I would love to go to Spain. There's a lot more places in Europe that I would love to go, but nothing is set in stone yet. I haven't made any plans for that, but yeah, like there's places I want to go. I want to go back to New York. I want to take a trip out to LA just so that I can meet my manager. Like, I have a new manager, not even new, but like newer, and I've literally never met her in person, and like I need to. So I'll probably take a trip to LA this year. So yeah, there's definitely a lot of places I want to go, and I want to travel a lot more this year, but also like it's not like my main priority right now to like figure those plans out, just because there's so many other things that I want to focus on before that. Someone said, how do you stay so positive and not lay in bed all day? Honestly, girl, you would be surprised how many days I just lay in bed all day. Lately, I mean, honestly, for the last like couple of months, like I'm not even gonna say lately, for the last couple of months, I've had a really hard time sticking with a routine. And that's honestly like my main goal and priority right now, is getting myself into a healthy routine and being able to get up in the morning and be excited about starting a new day and have like passion for life again. And I know that sounds kind of sad, like I'm okay, but it's just like it's been kind of hard to keep going every single day doing the same thing. And I think that's why, like, another reason I think it'd be really good for me to get my own place, because it would give me like a whole new thing to put my energy into and to get excited about. And I feel like just waking up in my childhood bedroom every single day for the last, what, like, when did I move here? I think I was like 5 when we moved into this house. So like 13 and a half years waking up in the same bed. I guess not the same bed. I've had like 3 different beds, but waking up in the same room every single day for the last 13 years, it gets a little old, right? And I feel like I'm at a very transformative period in my life. So I feel like just being able to like switch up the place that I'm waking up in would be enough to like get me back going. But I will say I am pretty positive and I try my best to force myself up and to have a good day regardless of the way that I'm feeling and stuff. And I think it's just like believing in yourself and seeing your own potential is what really is able to get me up in the morning. Like, that sounds kind of weird, maybe. I just feel like when I do decide to wake up in the morning and just lay in bed all day, I feel so shitty about myself, and I'm able to recognize that I'm going to feel shitty about myself. So that's kind of what gets me up. It's just like if I lay in bed all day, I just think about all of the things that I could have been doing and how I should have been doing so much more. And it just, I don't know, I'm able to get out of bed in the morning because I know how shitty it's gonna feel if I don't. This kind of goes with it. What's a bad habit you're trying to stop and a good habit you're trying to start? Honestly, my main habit that I'm trying to kick right now is the fact that I stay up till 3 a.m. every single night. I don't know what it is about me. I've talked about this so many times about how I'm a night owl, how I've never been a morning person, how it's so hard for me to wind down at night. But going back to what I was just talking about, if I get up super late or I lay in bed all day, I feel like shit about myself. So even if I'm being productive in the late hours, like I'll edit sometimes until like 3, 4 a.m. and like I'm being productive, I'm getting work done, like I'm making good use out of that time. But even if I do that, that isn't enough. Like, oh, I'm proud of myself for working for 5.5 straight hours while I should have been sleeping. That doesn't translate into the next day and make me feel good about myself. The only thing that I can focus on is how I had to sleep in or I had to lay in bed all day because I went to bed so late. So definitely bad habit I'm trying to kick is staying up super late, and a good habit that I'm trying to replace it with is being able to go to bed early and wake up really early. What's one thing that you regret not doing in 2023 that you want to do in 2024? Well, I could go back to what I literally just talked about, and one thing that I regret not doing is taking advantage of my mornings and being able to get myself out of bed early. But also, I've already talked about that, so I'm gonna try to think of something else. What do I regret not doing? I think visiting my friends at school. I visited like a few of my friends that are in the same, I guess, close. My friends that are close, like there's friends that go to school like 2 hours away, and then there's a friend that goes to school like 5 hours, four and a half. I don't even know how far away it is. I visited my friends that go to school that are relatively close to me, but I have friends that go to school in Florida. I have friends that go to school in Georgia, Arizona, and I really wanted to visit them and it just didn't happen. So I'm hoping that this next year I'm able to take those trips and be able to meet their roommates and go out with them and kind of get a feel for the life that they've been living, just because that's something that I'm curious about and I think it would be really fun. So I think that's something that I regret not doing that I'm hoping to do this year. I'm really just picking questions pertaining to like New Year's resolutions and like, I guess, planning for the new year. But there's something here that looks really interesting that I also want to answer. And it says, what do you do with a friendship that's valuable, but also the person is problematic? I could talk about this for so fucking long. I feel like I've had a lot of people in my life that are good people and I value our relationship and I value our friendship and I love them as a person. But when it came down to it, they were very problematic and I had, I don't know, not like issues with them, but I had issues about them, if that makes sense. Like there was things that they were doing or like how they were acting or the, you know, the way that they viewed the world that wasn't aligning with the way that I view the world. And that can be so tricky. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, cut that person off, like whatever, whatever, because I understand it's super hard, especially if you value that person. I think if they're really doing damage to you, like your life or your mental health or just like your happiness, I think that's, you have to know when to cut that off if it's like very unhealthy. But I think just having like a problematic person in your life, it doesn't call for like cutting them completely off. But I think distancing yourself and being able to, you know when, I don't know how to put this. I think distance is good. And I think just because you're a little bit distant from somebody doesn't mean that the friendship needs to necessarily end or it's never going to get back to a point that it was at. I think that distancing yourself from problematic people can only do good for you as an individual. So I think just distance, like, I don't know, stop talking to them as much, like stop reaching out. If they're reaching out, you don't have to like make excuses and lie to them, but just be like, straight up, like, hey, right now, like, I'm just trying to like focus on myself and like, I'm just trying to spend more time alone. And like, really, I don't know, you need to, I'm really just all over the place. I don't know how to explain this. I've dealt with this a lot, and I'll tell you, I have never regretted distancing myself from a friend that was problematic or that was causing issues in my life that did not need to be there. It can be tricky. It can be painful. It's not an easy thing to do at all. I'm not sitting here and saying that, but I don't think that your life is going to, like, the quality of your life is going to decrease if you remove somebody that is a little bit problematic or causing issues. Any advice for the last semester of my senior year? I could give you like school advice, but I think that's stupid. I think my biggest piece of advice for anybody that's in their second semester of senior year is to continue pushing through regardless of like the senioritis or how bad you just want it to be over and like you want to move on with your life. I promise you, it's gonna go so fast and you're gonna make it through this. Like, I know it's a fucking, it's a pain, right? Like, you just want to be done. But these are like the most, like, they can be like some of the most fun months of high school ever. Take advantage of all of the opportunities, like all of the senior activities, all of like the sporting events, if that's what you're into. Like, take advantage of those little high school moments because this is the last you're going to get of them. So really just like soak it all in and push through how annoying it is and how your classes might seem pointless and like all of that. Like, just continue pushing through. I know it sucks, but try to stay positive because like you are going to think about this year for the rest of your life. I'm not saying like, oh, like you're gonna want to go back to high school. Like, I'm not saying that. I would not go back to high school if I had the opportunity. But all I'm saying is like, you are going to tell your kids about your senior year someday, or you're gonna talk about high school someday. So like, make the most out of it and just continue pushing through the hard moments and try to be as social as possible. Someone said, is it okay to be by yourself with no friends after losing them, in parentheses, not dead? Well, I'm glad all of your friends didn't just randomly die. But yeah, I think that's perfectly fine. I think the moments in my life where I kind of chose to, or not even chose necessarily, like right now, I'm in kind of a period of being very independent and being on my own. And it's not because I chose it, like it wasn't intentional. It's just because all my friends are gone at school and I don't really have a lot of people. But I think in the moments where I did choose that, it was one of the best things that I could have done for myself at that time. The amount of personal growth and the amount of things that I learned about myself while trying to distance myself from everybody and just kind of like figure my shit out, like figure my own like self out, figure out what I want with my life and just like focus in on it. I feel like that's the common theme of this podcast. Like, when it comes to planning out your year, focus on your, like, you just need to be in tune with yourself. That is my biggest tip for anything, like literally ever. Figure out the person that you are and what you want. And I think it's perfectly fine to be on your own for a little bit. Like, don't let it get unhealthy where you like fall into the habit of only being alone, because that has definitely happened to me too. But oh my gosh, something just like clanked against my like house outside. I don't know what that was, but yeah, I think that being alone is perfectly fine, especially after losing friends. Like, just take some time to yourself and figure out, you know, why that friendship ended. I have no other context. I don't know what happened with these friends, but I think reflect on those friendships and figure out what you're going to be looking for in your new friends that you're going to try to make. I think it's good. Dealing with boys who talk to a million other girls, please. Okay. Don't, honestly, just don't deal with them. You're not going to be the one that changes them. You're not going to be the one girl. Like, you could be, because I honestly was. Oh, I hate saying that. But honestly, truthfully, my boyfriend was kind of a little fuck before we started dating. Anyways, it's just not worth it when you're young. Honestly, like, even in, like, college and stuff, like, it's not worth it to put all of your energy into trying to get this specific boy to like you and to have it so you're the only girl that he wants to talk to and, like, pursue and stuff. I get feelings can be so complex, and you can really think that you love and care about this person and that you want more with them, but I promise you, a guy that is just talking to a million girls and that doesn't really care about any of them. What was that ding? Why was it so loud? A guy that's doing that, and same with a girl that's doing that, they're not ready. Like, whatever they're dealing with or whatever immaturity they're dealing with, they aren't ready to dial it in on one girl, especially if it's been, like, going on for months and months and you've been trying to, like, you know, make a connection where he feels like you're the one and he doesn't need to talk to all these girls. Like, it's just not worth it at all. And I think, I don't know, it's so complex, but I just think that life is too short to spend all of your time trying to fight for somebody that isn't willing to fight for you or to see how great and amazing you are. And I think that there's somebody else out there that is going to be completely obsessed with you and that doesn't need to get attention from a million other girls in order to be happy and confident with himself. I don't know, there's so many different layers to this, and there's so many different explanations and things that I could give you right now to, like, either tell you how to deal with it or how to, like, remove yourself from it because it's not worth it. Like, there's so much more I could, like, go into, but I feel like I would talk for, like, 40 minutes about it. Like, I could do an entire episode just about guys that talk to a million girls, but I feel like I can't get into all of that right now. Guys, I'm so hungry. Literally out of nowhere, my stomach just started feeling like it's eating itself. I think I'm gonna answer one more question. I hope this podcast isn't, like, short though. I don't know, I feel like I've been talking for a while, but sometimes when I feel like I've been talking for a while, I actually haven't, and it's, like, ends up being a shorter episode. So I hope I've been talking long enough, but I feel like I'm gonna pass out if I don't eat. So we do one more question. Oh my God, so many of you guys are asking about, like, engagement and, like, when me and my boyfriend are getting married and, like, all of this crazy outlandish shit. I'm kidding. It's not crazy and outlandish, but I think we need to remember that I'm 18 years old, and although I don't know what I think, okay? Two people in the grade above me just posted on Instagram that they got engaged. And when I saw it, I literally just, like, held my phone in my hand for, like, 10 minutes with my mouth dropped open because I was like, holy shit, like, you guys are 19 years old. And, like, everybody saw this one come, and, like, they've been dating since, like, literally freshman year of high school, or, like, I think they dated in, like, middle school too. Like, they've been dating for so freaking long. Sorry. So everybody saw it coming, but it's still like, damn, you are 19. And it's like, I still feel like a little baby. I don't know, guys. I have, like, so many different thoughts about this. And it's like, yes, like, the idea of getting engaged, like, young is cute, but also, like, ew, no, it's not. Like, that just seems dumb. First of all, I would not get married before I turn 21. Like, I've talked about this. If I can't legally drink at my own wedding, I'm not getting married. Like, absolutely not. So definitely not getting married anytime soon. But even then, like, that seems so young. And these are definitely, like, other people's thoughts put into my head. Like, I see what other people comment about, like, young couples getting engaged and getting married and all this stuff. Like, it's definitely, like, social pressures and, like, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but, like, there's outer influence on my thoughts about it. But also, it's like, you need to be realistic, and, like, you need to, like, really fucking think about what you're doing. Like, that's a serious decision. And it's not like, oh, I have all of these doubts and stuff, but it's also like, we're so young, we haven't even, like, been in the real world for more than, like, I graduated high school, like, a year ago. So, like, how do you expect me to, like, know what I want for the rest of my life? You know what I mean? Like, no, we'll see what happens with that. I can promise you it's not gonna be anytime soon. But yeah, I love my boyfriend. It's just, no, not yet, okay? Not yet. I love you guys. I know this episode was kind of all over the place. I was going to stick to more specific, like, questions. Like, in the beginning, I was doing questions that pertain to, like, the new year and, like, becoming a better version of yourself. And then it kind of just got into me answering questions about myself. Sorry about that if that was weird. There's so many more good questions, though, that I want to get to, or that I wanted to get to. Maybe I'll go back to this and answer some more in the next episode or something. But this is going to be it, since I'm going to pass out from starvation. Actually, I shouldn't say that. but I am really hungry. Okay. I love you guys. I hope this episode gave you some insight and gave you some tips and tricks on how to become the best version of yourself in 2024. If you want me to dial it in and do more specific, like, you know, I could do so many different things. Like, let me know what kind of podcast episodes you guys want to see, like self-improvement, or you guys want relationship advice, or what do you want? Okay. Let me know in the comments of this YouTube video if you're watching visually, or on the Things Could Be Worse pod Instagram. DM me or comment on one of the posts. Let me know what you guys want to hear and see this next year. I love y'all, and I will see you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.